Chapter 32, we're up to subsection 47. So he says like this, that Bein b'sefer Torah, Bein b'tfilin ha-mezuzas. This is going to be true for the Sefer Torah and the Tefillin ha-mezuzas. In all of these writings, Ein lo niyach cholo klal bein posuk l'posuk. You should not leave any space and the empty in between one verse and the other, yoiser mi bein teva l'teva b'posuk echad, more than you leave between word and word in the same posuk. The Torah is also divided into psukim. We have by tradition the Moshe Rabbeinu, but when you look in the Torah, like every we have a posuk, that's a verse, so we call that a verse. But when you look in the Torah, there is no verses. There is no sign for verses. They follow one another, so that immediately one pasuk, the next pasuk follows immediately. So the point over here is, he's saying to you not to make any spaces. So there are pesukim, there are verses, but they're not recognizable in the Torah. They are tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu, what we know as verses. But in the Torah, he says, one should actually not make any space in between a verse more than you have between word and word in the same pasuk. And he says, "Mipneish ein onu bikiim behefsek apsukim shenifseku lemoishe misinai," because he says we don't really know. We're not expert to know the verses, how they interrupt, that were given over to Moshe from Sinai. We don't really know. We think that we do the psukim, but we're not sure exactly. So therefore, we shouldn't make the extra spaces because we don't know. Nevertheless, im hiniach loy pasal. If he did leave, he did not really disqualify. It is okay after the fact if you left an extra space with the pasuk, as long as you didn't leave the space that is between parsha and parsha. Lo yiniach kishurevach shebein parsha leparsha shehu lechatchila kigimul tevis. The space between one parsha to the other parsha, so to begin with, the right space would be three words. And three words, we said before, that was nine letters. That's what we learned before. The three words would be Asher, Asher, Asher. Those are Aleph, Shin, Reish, Aleph, Shin, Reish. Those are the Ma'isa HaKsav from the same writing, because it's relative to the other writing. If you didn't leave space more than Asher, 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 these are the nine letters, the three words, and you between the pasuk, so then it's okay. Ubediyeved, and after the fact, so to begin with, you need nine full letters. The letter Aleph Shin Reish are big letters. Each one, Aleph Shin Reish, they're big, the full size letters. So that's the space that you need. Ubediyeved, after the fact, even if you leave Ketisha Oisius Kitanis, like nine small letters, not the word Asher Asher, but Shem Yudin Sholei Saksav, the Yud in that writing, so then that would be sufficient as a space. So I guess what he's telling you, that if you left a space, you did not disqualify it unless you left a large space. Now, the large space would be either in this case, it seems like it would be even three yudin lechatchila. It seems rather it would be too big of a space, or maybe b'di'evad if you left a space up till three large words, which means nine large letters. But in any event, we don't make any spaces for pesukim, for verses, because we don't know exactly the verses. But if you did make it, it's okay, as long as you don't have the space, which would be between one portion and the other portion, then it would be okay between verse and verse. in subsection 48, Sif Mem Ches, he says, one needs to be careful to begin with to make straight lines. You have to make all the line straight. Now, in this way, straight actually means also means the margins. You should make the line straight. Doesn't mean straight on the straight line. Over here, it means straight. It also means that they should end at the margin. They should end at the same spot. But shaloite achas nichnasis, not that one is inside the line and achas yitzas, and the one goes out. They should all finish at the same line. Vafilo is achas. You don't even want to put one letter outside of the. You want to go straight. The margin should be straight. So what happens? Nevertheless, if it happens to be at the end of the line, you have a word that has five letters, and you cannot write it. You can't write it within the line, within the margin, with that same size font that you're writing. So if you're going to write with the font that you're writing, you can't fit it into that line. So you could write three lines till the three letters in the margin, and then you can do two outside of the margin. If you write three in the margin, two outside the margin. But not to write two inside the line and three on the outside. The gimel chutz l'shita, not to do that.
But that's only on the tefillah.
What?
That's on the tefillah.
Not sure.
You never see anything outside the margin.
No, he's with nachatchila. You don't do anything outside the margin either. What he's saying, you could, if you're stuck. That. So what they do is they adjusted beforehand. So he says, "Vafilu teva bas ches oisius." He says, even if you have a letter which has eight, a word that has eight letters, lo yichtev hei mimenu b'toy chashita, you still don't write five inside the gimel chutz l'shita, and three outside the lines. In other words, the main objective is not to have more than two outside of the line. Even though in this case, if you have a word that has eight letters, so you're still going to have five inside the line and only three outside of the line, but that's still no good. Even though that the most of the letter, the word is inside the word, still it's no good because you can't have more than two outside. Now it says, "Vafilu beis oisius," even only two letters. So we're allowing you to write two letters on the outside, but that's not if it's a word that consists of only two letters. You can't write it outside. "Vafilu beis oisius," even if it's only two, "imem teva achas," if it's one word, "la yichta beisom chutz l'shita," then you can't write it outside of the line. You have to be within the margin. So in other words, that what we're saying is that you technically you need both. You needed the majority. You need not more than two. I'm wondering if there is a. He didn't say what is the law if there's a word that has three letters. Can you put one letter in the inside and two on the outside? He didn't say that. He didn't say one or the other. But it would seem maybe you also need. No, that was seems to be okay because he only didn't want you to make two letters, a word of two letters on the outside. But if it has one on the inside, it's okay. He's only telling you, but if it's a letter of five, he says, "Don't you can't have more than two on the outside."
Who's the max?
On the outside, that's what it looks like.
Because
yeah. Lechatchila, this is only to begin with when you were telling you to write it. Abu b'di'eved, but after the fact, afilu kosov teva bashar be'osius chutz l'shita leposl. Even if he writes a word which has many letters, you did not disqualify the parchment, the writing. In other words, this is the way to do it, but after the fact, it doesn't disqualify it. Now we'll do one more sif over here. Memtes, this is 49. Sif Memtes. Ois Yis Hashem. We're talking now about the name, God's name. Now God's names, there is the Bein Shem HaMeyuchad, it's the name, specific designated name for Hashem, which is spelled out Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, that's the name of God. But there's also Bein Shar Shem Hashem Mechokim. There's also other letters, names of Hashem, that you're not allowed to erase, like even Elohim, Aleph Lamed, Hayud Mem. Those are other names of God that God is referred to. You can't erase them. Ba'afilu hanitpa l'shem me'achrov. And even that which follows the shame on the end, like it's, if you say Elokei Chem, your God, so the that comes as a follow up to the name of God, but they add the word your is added to the name, to the same word. So that's called Nitpa L'Shem Achirav, that has been, comes along with the name behind it. Tzarich Shiyu Kulam B'Toy Chashita, they must be all within the margin. They're not allowed to go out from the line at all, not even one letter. Before, because before we allowed you two letters, here he doesn't want lechatchila to begin with. You're not allowed to. Kosher. After the fact, only by tefillin it's kosher, because by tefillin you can't fix it, because you're going to fix it, it's going to be because it will be out of order. But by Sefer Torah, Abu Sefer Torah, Yochel Limcha Kola Shudas Shelo Yonis, you're able to erase all the upper lines. If they don't have any of the names that are not, cannot be erased, then you can stretch them so that they will be equal with the name of Hashem that goes out. So in other words, you're going to enlarge. You write the name of Hashem over here. You leave the name of Hashem as the real size of the line. You erase all the lines of above, and you stretch them out to meet up with the name of Hashem. Hashem's name you can't touch anymore. But if the other lines don't have the name of Hashem in it, so you are able to fix it by having all the lines above it match the name of Hashem versus of shortening this line. You can't shorten that line. Why? Because you have Hashem's name in there. And once you have Hashem's name, you cannot touch that. That will be the answer.